The Outsiders. Chamonix Mont Blanc from Outsiders on the Inside.
It's a little bit further away, maybe. When I can. Shit.
Welcome to the show. Shall I sit a bit further away? Yep, these are the times.
This is how you do work these days. 2 meters apart.
You're listening to Globule Radio 90.5 FM. It's time again for the Outsiders show. Every Sunday at noon, we're here, me, Kirstine McKenzie.
And Maya Tavernier.
To discuss life in Chamonix as outsiders on the inside. Why are we outsiders? Well, we're not from here, for starters. And we're on the inside. We know stuff. We're asking around. We're getting details. We're inside. We've got our fingers inside the pie of Chamonix, wouldn't you say?
Yes.
And many other pies as well. We even have one finger in a Swedish pie today.
Message coronavirus.
All the way from an infection clinic in Sweden specializing in corona patients.
And the reason we wanted to talk to Sweden or an expert over there is because they're taking a bit of a different approach to the lockdown situation. What's happening in Sweden, Maya? You're a Swede.
Basically, the Prime Minister of Sweden does not lock down Sweden. He gives the Swedish people recommendations and rules instead. Like every day there's new rules coming up. And I guess the rest of the world is just thinking, God, what's Sweden doing? And I guess it's a bit risky. But according to, I think, proper research, there's no proper proof that that's what's going to work. So basically Sweden is taking another road, basically, and we're going to see what happens.
Yes, you definitely are. That's the road originally that the UK were taking, the herd immunity route, which is what Sweden's doing now. But the UK did a complete 180 and now everyone is on lockdown and their hospitals are overrun. However, in Sweden, not so much the case. Isn't that right?
It's changed the last few days, actually.
Okay. Yeah. And we'll find out more in that interview with
Mr. Andreas Mortensson.
Oh, wow. He sounds like a sexy Swedish movie star.
He is.
We've also got your update on coronavirus in general in Chamonix. The music today is provided by Nubium, DJ Nubium, one of our friends and happens to be Maya's guitarist and vocal accompaniment when she performs in Chamonix. This is one of his live recordings. He's doing video streams, and we'll find a little bit more about how DJs are doing video streams to keep themselves occupied during this confinement where there are no nightclubs, there are no bars, and there are no weddings. What do they do with themselves?
Can't party all the time. C'est un rêve à deux, de tes sentiments fébriles. Tu plonges dans mes yeux, bleu comme la grandine. C'est mon rêve que j'écrivais dans un livre pour me rappeler tes yeux qui m'enivrent.
À lire tes mots, je me souviens encore de cette image. Ce départ-tôt, notre rendez-vous au port. Bon voyage. Ce rêve à deux, au fil de tes pages, me perd un peu. Un ciel trop bleu, sans aucun nuage. Un mirage.
C'est un rêve à deux, de tes sentiments fébriles. Tu plonges dans mes yeux, bleu comme la grandine. C'est mon rêve que j'écrivais dans un livre pour me rappeler tes yeux qui m'enivrent. C'est un rêve à deux, de tes sentiments fébriles. Tu plonges dans mes yeux, bleu comme la grandine. C'est mon rêve que j'écrivais dans un livre pour me rappeler tes yeux qui m'enivrent.
Chapitre 2, tu parles du soleil qui me brûle la peau. Et ton oiseau nous déploie ses ailes, toujours plus haut.
Ladies and gentlemen,
This is DJ Nubium's Project 41 live mix here on Globule Radio 90.5 FM.
The Outsiders.
FM. Thank you, DJ Nubium, sending us the live recording of his Twitch stream, Project 41. More on that later when we interview him and how DJs are keeping themselves occupied at that time. But first,
The Outsiders. Message coronavirus.
Some updates on coronavirus in general. Here's one that interests you, Maya. There is a new application for your telephone so you don't have to keep printing off the attestations.
Oh, yeah! Woo. That's good because people must be running out of paper at home.
Indeed, Maya. From Monday, there is a new app available. What you do is you download it from interieur.gov.fr. So it's like the English word for interior, but the French spelling. .gov.fr. And you download this app. You can tick all the cases that you need, put your address in, what time you left, all the relevant information. And what it will do is make a QR code that will come up on your phone. When the police stop you, they'll ask to see the QR code. They scan it, and then they can look at the info on their tablet or telephone. Because the problem was, at first, when people were printing them on their phones, well, the police didn't want to be touching your phones because the virus can actually live on surfaces like a telephone for goodness knows how long, 6 or 7 hours.
Phones so, have a lot of things on them.
They're so dirty and filthy. They've probably got a bit of your own fecal matter on them as well. So what you want to do is get this app so that you can just show them a QR code from the safe distance of a meter or meter and a half. They'll just scan it and then they can look at the information on their side of the barrier.
Great.
Another update. This is one for people who've got their kids in schools a little bit older. I guess the French BAC exams, the baccalauréat exams, have been cancelled. This is the first time they've been cancelled since the age of Napoleon, when they first did the BAC exams. Incredible.
Wow. Yeah.
So this is the equivalent, I guess, of the A-levels or GCSEs in the UK, which, by the way, have also been axed this year. So the plan is to take the average score from each subject calculated throughout the year, throughout the workload of the year, pre-lockdown. So all the work that the kids are doing now won't be counted because it can hardly be fair if some kids don't have access to the internet or the computers. So they're going to take the grades since before the lockdown and then make an average score, and they will be able to provide qualifications based on those results. What do you think? Were you a good performer throughout the year, or did you wait until the exams to go full out? Those are the kids I worry about. The ones that muck around all year and are just like, I'll be all fine in the exam.
That's not what anymore. I was like. I would sit up and study like all night before the exam and then just do really, really good at the exam, and then they had to pass me because of that.
The Education Minister, Jean-Michel Blanchet, he said, this is a simple, secure and fair solution.
Is it fair?
All's fair in love and coronavirus.
I guess safety first, right?
Absolutely. But I think we could also have used technology to our advantage. There must have been some way where people could have been doing exams online.
Yeah, but you know, there's a lot of people who like cheating. Yeah. Very, very difficult to check that people aren't cheating, I think. And then it's really not fair. Cheaters don't think about this. I think about how I can cheat all the time.
Maya. Well, you haven't cheated us out of information from your home country. This is coming up next on Globul Radio. Maya's interview with a sexy Swedish film star. Sorry, a nurse. Tell us what's up next in your interview, Maya.
All right, here's my interview with Andreas Mortensen from an infection clinic. After some more music from DJ Nubium.
You're listening to Globul Radio 90.5 FM.
You ever felt like you've been hurt before? By the ones that said they only loved you more. Flicked at pain and scars of sorrow. Like an empty shell I wait for tomorrow. Why you walked away? Did I ever do you wrong in any way? Was it something I said to you that made you change?
Outsiders.
Hey.
Hi, Andreas. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. You are a nurse at an infection clinic at the hospital in Sweden. And there's a few doctors and nurses that have ended up in intensive care in Sweden recently. And even one that we put on a ventilator. Are you scared when you're working?
Yeah, I heard about that. I'm not so much scared. I have tremendous respect for the ways that this virus transmits from person to person, and I do take good care to put on all the special equipment, and I just really hope that we don't run out, which is what we're seeing in every country. I just really hope we can manage to get the supply that we need.
But at the moment, you have the masks and all the protection equipment that you need for now.
So far, and yeah, we have a bit of a stockpile. So I'm not so much scared at the moment, but I would very much hope not to catch this, of course. And let's see.
Yeah. Do you have any other patients where you work that don't have corona or COVID-19?
No. We switched to just treating COVID-19 patients.
What's the special care that a patient with COVID-19 often needs to receive at the hospital?
First and foremost, it's the elderly that take the worst beating from this, and they just need basic care. Like, they need to be taken care of, food, help with the necessities. But there is no cure, there is no vaccine, there is no treatment for it specifically. But there is like a concoction of various antiviral pills that you can give, and different countries have experimented with different combinations, and we're doing that as well. But it's up in the air whether it's successful, but we're giving it a go, and the data will show in the end.
What kind of medicine is that? Are you trying out? I've watched a program where they said maybe there was a medicine for Ebola that people, doctors are trying out at the moment. Are you trying that?
Yes, we're doing that one.
Yeah.
We're also doing the one for the common flu, and also a combination of all of the above. But basically, they need the basic care as well. And they need to be in isolation, of course. So that's,
yeah, and you have special
that is what
rooms
we're offering.
Yeah.
Yeah. This comparison with the common flu, I mean, you can see this turn for the worse with the common flu as well. You can get really, really sick. But I don't think it's a fair comparison. We're ramping up, the intensive care capabilities in the entire hospital.
Where do all the other patients go? If I've understood it right, it's not many other patients that come in with any other symptoms than corona symptoms. You just wonder, where do they go?
Very good question.
Yeah.
I've been talking to colleagues at the emergency department, and they're saying they're getting a lot less people that usually come during this time of the year for various ailments. So where are they? They're at home, obviously. Are they afraid to catch this virus? Probably.
Probably, yeah. I'd rather stay at home.
Yeah, I just hope that those who really do need care, that they do come to the emergency department anyways. But, so fewer people are going to the hospital for other things, which is just lucky for us so that we can manage.
Yeah.
Yeah, very good question.
Yeah. Up in Sweden at the moment, what's happening with the society and with the coronavirus? Have you got a lot of cases?
Yeah, a lot. Where I'm at right now is the third biggest city in Sweden.
Okay.
And what they're saying is the majority of cases are in the three biggest cities, of course. And so this hospital where I work at, we get a lot of cases.
That special infection clinic is specializing in intensive care, especially for people that have breathing difficulties, right?
Yes, exactly. And it's up
the
and down.
The cases basically come to you, basically, where you're working. If there is
exactly.
a case that needs, when they need hospital care, they will come to you. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, both for you know, taking the swabs and getting the results, and also if there is a positive, they get the treatment that we can offer.
Yeah. All right. So lots of countries have opinions about Sweden being a bit controversial, not doing lockdown like other countries, just having a lot of restrictions and recommendations. What do you think about Sweden's choice not telling everyone to go into confinement?
Yeah, this could definitely backfire. I'm not sure where I stand on this, because I think we could definitely get a lot more cases. I don't know. We seem to be handling it okay compared to other countries. But
yeah, looking
I don't
at the
know
curve,
if that,
it looks okay compared to other countries.
Yeah. But I don't know if that's down to the other strategies that we're doing or what. We're a fairly sparsely populated country. That's probably to our advantage. And we are notoriously shy of people in Sweden. Maybe that's also to our advantage.
Yeah. Exactly. We don't even always say hello, you know. We definitely don't touch each other when we say hello. Or anything like that. Or shake hands.
Yeah.
Single household as well.
Yeah.
And we don't look after our elderly at home. There's a lot of theories like why it's not spreading so quickly in Sweden that I've been reading about. And it's got a lot to do with the Swedish culture, I think.
This is an international community. And if everyone else is doing one strategy and we're not doing it, I mean, we should do it in solidarity with other countries if that is the best strategy. But so far, I'm not sure. I'm torn, as I said.
There's no evidence, is it, that strict confinement is what's going to work?
No.
Can you buy hand sanitizer in Sweden at the pharmacies now? Do you know? In France, you can't get it anywhere, basically. It's been like that for months.
They sold out here as well. What we're seeing internationally, people just buying rolls of toilet paper, hand sanitizers, soap, everything. It's all done in every shop as soon as they get it, a new supply.
And flour. Apparently, everyone's baking.
Yeah.
Everyone's home baking.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, that's really nice.
I don't know what that is about.
Yeah, I bake loads, but then it's like we only get 1 hour exercise here in France, so I don't know what the population are going to look like after this confinement. Like baking all day, 1 hour exercise, not a lot.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Beach 2020 is done.
Yeah. Thank you very much for giving us your time to answer these questions. And good luck.
My pleasure. Yeah.
I feel
thank you.
You're very, very brave. And did they do this clapping at 8 o'clock in Sweden as well? Like
I've heard,
in the UK,
I've heard it.
Italy.
I've heard they do. I heard they do.
Yeah?
I never heard it.
But rather than a pay rise, don't you?
Yes. But you know what we're seeing? Just one final thing is that restaurants and shops are donating food to the infectious disease clinic. That's so nice of them.
Oh wow!
That's really nice. Just gives us that little bit extra energy to carry on.
Yeah,
we're very happy about that and thankful.
Yeah, think about that. The whole world are talking about you and thinking about you guys.
Yeah,
because they are. Yeah. Okay.
Cheers.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah. Yeah. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
Yeah. Bye.
Chamonix Mont Blanc from Outsiders on the Inside.
I'm on with it. Leave it right, leave it left alone.
The Outsiders.
Let me tell you something.
You've been enjoying the jams from DJ Nubium's live stream. We have got an interview with this very man, Mr. Douglas Jones, DJ Doogie Big Beats, he's sometimes known as. That's coming up after our Greta effort. First, Maya is going to tell us how we can save some pennies, hopefully, and also the environment at the same time. Do explain.
Yeah, some small suitable advice that works well in this corona crisis, where a lot of people also have ended up in a bad economical situation.
A Greta effort.
Don't preheat your oven unless you need that special degree for your dish, you know. I don't need to say anything more about that. Does that make sense? I was going to give an example.
I was just sitting back here thinking, oh my God, I do that every time.
Yeah, I questioned it because somebody did it in my house. And I was like, why do you do that? You don't need to do that. And he was like, oh, but I need to. And then I was like, okay, I'm not going to have this discussion. But you don't. I mean, you can still use that heating when the oven is heating up, like those degrees. And then maybe it's hard with a timer when you have to look at it then a little bit more. Does that make sense? Anyway, that's one thing. And how about lowering the temperature inside your house with 1 or 2 degrees? Apparently, with every degree you lower the temperature in your house, like an average size house, you lower the overall energy consumption by 5%. And that has a huge effect.
Per degree?
Money-wise, yeah.
Wow.
So, you know, a lot of people want to have like 22 degrees at home. They want to walk around in a t-shirt and no socks in winter. Mm. Just put a jumper on and socks and put like 19 degrees and you're going to save so much money and it's really good for the environment.
Socks is an important one. You don't realize how wasteful or cold you are until you put socks on, kind of. That changes everything. It's a game changer.
Yeah, or buy a pair of slippers. It makes a huge difference. If you just warm on your feet, and I think I always feel like if my feet are warm and my neck is warm, then I feel very warm actually.
Well, you can just walk around with a bandana on and save yourself from germs as well at the same time.
Yeah.
A cagoule.
A buff.
Yeah, a buff.
You use buff for a lot of different things. And we've got another little thing. Eat double your food. Mm. Basically, very simple. Clean plate is what we call it. And make sure you don't throw away
leftovers. You can freeze them. You can try and be a bit creative, like what you're going to do with this leftover. Is there a bit of porridge left? Maybe I can put that in my bread that I'm baking this afternoon, because a lot of people are baking a lot these days, apparently.
I always love to make extra rice when I'm doing rice for dinner, like if it's a curry or whatever. And then the next day I can have a rice salad.
A rice salad? Never heard of that ever.
Yeah, you know, you put mix mayonnaise and cornichon and you just make a salad.
Or rice pudding.
You could make rice pudding.
But then there's a lot of people have these theories about rice, like it's like super dangerous to save rice. It's this like loads of like really bad bacteria that that can make you go ill. Once I left rice out for 6 days and I just wanted to prove that it won't make you ill, and I ate it and it was fine.
You are such a rebel. Okay, great.
But I feel like we have time in the house and in our gardens to do all these things. Basically, we could live like we did in the 1920s now.
Let me tell you something. A Greta effort. Thank you, Maya. And tune in next week for more tips from our favourite Swede, who is second best thing to Greta Thunberg ever in the world. Now, DJ Nubium takes the reins again with the music, and when we come back, our interview with him about Twitch and DJ streaming in this new era of coronavirus lockdown. Where are the DJs? They're online.
Blanc from Outsiders on the Inside.
Globio Radio 19.5, your radio station in the Chamonix Valley.
Yes, the only radio station that's bilingual, which is why every Sunday at noon we take over the Outsiders on the Inside. Why do we call ourselves the Outsiders, Maya?
Because we're not from here.
Exactly. And we're on the inside. We're bringing you all the intel. And we've got now an interview with DJ Nubian, who provided us with the awesome soundtrack today. And he's going to tell us what it's been like being a DJ during the lockdown, how he's been getting on. And he's also started a new project where he's streaming his DJ gigs live on the internet. Yeah, let's give him a call.
Hello, how are you guys doing? I'm actually going to go outside into the sun because I've been in my hovel in front of my computer for quite a long time today.
I met Mr. Jones thanks to Maya, who is a singer. Jonesy does her music, guitar. He's also a singer and a DJ, and he's shown me the ropes as a DJ around Chamonix as well. Now he's set up Project 41, which is streaming live on Twitch. Tell us a bit more about Project 41, Mr. Nubian.
During the winter, on an average week, I normally DJ about 4 or 5 times a week. And now, obviously, that's nothing. It's gone to nothing. Over the summer, my DJ agent in the south of France, DJ Nick Boot, anyway, DJ Nick Boot, he had offered me 25 weddings over this summer, and they have probably all been cancelled or basically put over to next year. So this whole virus situation has totally changed this year for sure. However, on like a financial front, because I'm intimate on Artists Who Spectac, when I don't work, I still have money coming in because I'm an intermittent worker. And I feel very lucky to have that. Yeah.
That's basically an association for artists, right?
It's a government scheme. It's similar to being like you're an auto entrepreneur, or you have, you know, your own company, and musicians and performing artists would be intermittent on Artists Who Spectac, which I may pronounce wrong, but you're an intermittent worker, and it means that, you pay very high social charges, but when you're not working, you get money back from the government because you're an intermittent worker. So there is a Facebook group called Lockdown-Alpine Après Sessions.
Facebook group?
Yeah, it's a Facebook group, Lockdown-Alpine Après Sessions. And basically, when you join that group, on there, there's information about the different DJs. So today, Rowan is doing between 5 and 7. Kiwi guy who's been DJing for years and years. Between 5 and 7, you just have a different DJ every day streaming music and then people tuning in and whatnot.
So how can people tune in then?
You can just follow a link, but if you want to be a bit more involved, you download an app called Twitch. And when you sign in, you're actually able to comment, and it just makes you feel part of the community. So, for example, when I was DJing, enjoying my glass of wine, for example, it was really nice for somebody, like there was somebody there from Texas, there was somebody from Ibiza, and they just sort of said hello from wherever they were from. And, so they're enjoying the tunes and stuff. So it was, it was a real, to be honest, a real breath of fresh air for the past, like, 2.5 weeks of just trying to kind of mentally keep my head above water. And all of a sudden it feels like I've got a project that I'm really excited about. So, yeah, basically, once you've signed up to Twitch and you find Project_41 on Twitch.
Why 41? Are you 41? Why 41?
No.
No idea. No, I'm how old am I? I'm 45. Ah! 45, you are. Well, I don't know. I was, my DJ name, Nubian, wasn't available on Twitch. I don't know why anybody else would want that name. So it said names that are available. So I wrote Project, and underscore, and I just got to the number 41. But I quite like the ring of it, Project 41. I don't know why.
Twitch. How do you spell it? Twitch.
Not actually sure. You tell us, Doug.
Is it like the twitch when you're like, you know, you can't help yourself like moving a bit, like twitchy, twitching? Is that the twitch?
Yeah, it's that kind of twitch. Yeah. Like, think of a witch. Think of a witch with a nose and then put a T at the start of it. Twitch.
That's awesome. Thanks, Doug.
No worries. I've got to go. Take care. Bye.
Good luck with your gig. See you on Facebook or Twitch. Twitch. Bye. Thanks, Douglas Jones, DJ Nubium, who's providing us with the music today on the show, The Insiders, Global Radio 90.5 with Kirstine and Maya.
That's right. And when we come back, your letters to us. If you're listening right now and feeling inspired, inquired, or maybe transpired, I don't know how you're feeling, but you can tell us, you can even complain to us, and you can do that on the Global Radio Facebook page, which is what is going to happen next. We got an important letter from Anushka to read, which is probably going to concern a lot of people in the valley. That's up next.
Stay tuned and love your radio.
The Outsiders.
You know what? You got spunk.
The Outsiders.
Well, yes.
I hate spunk.
Welcome back to Globio Radio 90.5. We've got a letter here from Aneshka. Hi, I'm working as a cleaner in Chamonix. I'm an auto entrepreneur. I would have loved to be employed, but often we cleaners get pushed into a position where we have to be auto entrepreneurs. What's the situation now? I have no work for the rest of the spring and I don't know what the summer's looking like. I really don't know how I'm going to survive.
Okay, yes, that's some heavy, difficult, tricky stuff. And it's a boat that a lot of people in Chamonix find themselves in, a leaky boat.
Yeah, like I think there's a huge percentage of people in Chamonix who are auto entrepreneurs and live off tourism. And yeah, what protection have they got? How are they going to be able to pay their rents and eat food?
Well, France has introduced the Solidarity Fund. I don't know if you heard about this.
Is that the 1,500 that people are talking about?
Yes, basically, okay. You can get monthly up to about 1,500, at least for the month of March. April's a little bit different. So there's 1 billion that's been put aside by the government for this, and it's only for self-employed people. So auto entrepreneurs these days, the technical phrase is micro entrepreneurs. I don't know why they felt like they had to change it. But it also applies to liberal professions and very small enterprises. The VSEs are going to be affected by it. So if you had a turnover of less than 1 million euros and an annual taxable profit of less than 60,000 euros, then you could be eligible for this aid.
So what's the conditions to benefit from this aid? What do you...
So you have to have had a loss of 70% in your figures for the month of March 2020 compared to March 2019. It can be figured out, but the easiest thing to do, hopefully if you've been in business for more than a year, is take what you earned in March 2019, figure out if you've had a loss of 70% or more, and you will be eligible for 1,500 euros payment for the month of March.
I've heard that's been changed to 50.
You're right, Maya, in a way. That's not the case for March, but it is going to be the case for April. The Solidarity Fund is going to be maintained as long as the state of health emergency lasts. And so for the month of April, they've made some changes. It's going to increase to 50%. So if you've had 50% losses in April, it's going to cover an even larger amount of people. And if you do have one of those VSEs, you have to have no more than 10 employees as well, by the way. And for companies in bankruptcy, compensation could change from 1,500 to 3,500 euros and perhaps even beyond. There's going to be discussions with the specific regions in place starting in April. So watch this space is what the government is saying. It seems to be evolving all the time.
How do we apply for the aid?
It's not so difficult. You just have to go to their website, info.gov.fr, and give them all the pieces that they require, your siren, sirette, a rib, the information about your turnover, the amount of assistance that you're requesting, and a sworn statement that everything you're providing them is true. And that's basically it. The companies that are likely to be bankrupt and have been subject to a loan refusal from their bank, however, will have to wait until April the 15th, because starting from that date, they're going to be launching a new platform that is not quite there yet. So as I said, an evolving situation.
So can a person like Aneshka, who wrote that letter about being an entrepreneur, now she has no income anymore, can she benefit from this aid?
I mean, hopefully she can benefit from it. It's all going to depend on when she started her business. So if she started her business before March 2019 and she worked throughout March 2019, then she's got a direct comparison to what she could have earned in March 2020 to apply for the aid. However, if she started her business after March 2019, what they're going to do is take an average throughout the rest of the time she did work and then and divide it. And of course, as a season air worker, I'm imagining as a cleaner, her work is very seasonal. So it's not going to be a direct comparison, and she could lose out a little bit on getting the full amount she's due. But she should certainly apply. And the way to do that is on the government website, impo.gouv.fr. She's going to need a sirène, sirette, rib, information about her turnover, the amount of assistance requested, and a sworn statement saying that these documents are A-OK. And fingers crossed for you, Anushka.
And the rest of auto entrepreneurs in Chamonix.
Yes, we all have our fingers crossed for you guys. But I do have some good news. It's not all bad news for the tourism industry, at least. At least for those working for the conglomerate TUI. Have you heard of TUI?
It's a travel company, right?
It is, yeah. Indeed, a travel company. And they have some footholds here in Chamonix. I know that they do a conference here, and they're also running some ski holidays here. Well, the German government has just approved a $1.8 billion credit line, or sorry, euro credit line for them. And that's all part of the German government's $1 billion in emergency aid scheme, in which they shoulder up to 90% of the credit risk. So companies that were in a sound position by the end of 2019 had since last week to apply for this scheme that has been so popular, local savings banks have been forced to recall retired employees to help. So it's like here in France, we're recalling back doctors and nurses out of retirement to come and save the health situation, whereas in Germany, they're calling them back to save businesses.
Thanks for your letter, Anushka. And if you have got a letter that you want us to answer next week, send us a message on Globio Radio on Facebook.
That's all for the show this week. We look forward to hearing from you if you do write to us. And of course, you hearing us, listening in next Sunday at noon and every Sunday at noon on Globio Radio. You can also listen back on our website, globule.chamonix.radio online.
The Outsiders. Chamonix Mont Blanc, from Outsiders on the Inside.
Outsiders.
The English are gone, Bull.
Gone! Because I drove them out.